my hands, please.
Why?
You don't want us out here. Are the white cards still going to be let in first?
My dear young lady, I explained yesterday and today as far as white cards. I knew nothing about it, did not know anything about it as far as I'm concerned. So people who are here will be admitted by the committee. The committee.
Sir.
The House Un-American Committee. They've been spoken to in regard to it, and believe me...
You're directing the policemen. They're letting the white cards in.
They're not directing anyone in unless there are vacant seats within. May I tell you yesterday that the people who had these invitations you referred to did not represent 15% of the audience inside.
That's not true.
I was in all morning and they represented all of
us. And the action they did because nobody was let in except white card.
Let me ask.
One at a time.
If you choose, and I would suggest respectfully you do that, to come back in an orderly manner here this afternoon and wait to get in, I'm certain that a representative group, a sufficient number, will get in. I'm asking you to do that. We are concerned about the preservation of law and order, and I'm telling you now what the police responsibility this afternoon is in protecting the due process for all these other civil courts in this building.
Sure.
I'm not going to tell you anymore because I have more questions, and my office third floor, come up next week, we'll
Why
talk about it.
Why don't you move him out to the park?
Suggesting that the park is your place. You may go there right now.
Well, we'd like to see these people. They won't.
Here's a girl.
I'd like to know why you threw us out.
No one has thrown you out.
They were thrown out by the police.
I don't know a thing about your being thrown out. I haven't seen you before in my life.
There are 20 vacant seats in there. People here could be in there.
Sheriff's Department on their arm.
They were thrown out. They were thrown out right behind them by the police.
What is your name? I'll find out.
Leslie Schoenfeld. I would like to know.
I'll ask the question. 2 o'clock, I'll know. You see me. I'll be here, too.
Sure.
I'm suggesting that you... Now, wait a minute, please. A lot of questions that I hear and a lot of answers I don't know, I told you what we're trying to do within our legal responsibility in law enforcement preserving peace. I am suggesting to you that this committee will adjourn in a matter of a few minutes now, to reach that point for lunch. Suggest you'd like to come back and wait in an orderly manner and act in an orderly manner this afternoon, you may wait here. But if you act in a disorderly manner to disturbance of peace, you're placing yourself subject to arrest. I mentioned that to you because of the things I've told you.
Sure.
I don't have any more questions. I answered your question, son.
Why did the courts adjourn yesterday? I mean, why is it that they won't adjourn today if they adjourned yesterday on the
Are you suggesting that they adjourn these courts because you want to make...
I'm only saying if they adjourned yesterday.
Just want you to know.
If they adjourned, then we weren't kicked out yesterday.
No,
we weren't. I said we weren't, and they did adjourn. Why is this not happening today?
If you act in a quiet, orderly manner today, you may stay here.
Well, we didn't act in a quiet, orderly manner yesterday. We acted in an orderly manner, but not a very quiet manner yesterday.
Did you learn anything from yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Someone
tells you to leave a room and you'll be able to come back in after lunch. He doesn't
know
what he's talking about.
Not a darn person got in.
I was 20 men from this door in the afternoon. Well, I was in there in the morning. No one without a white card.
At all?
Yes, all day yesterday morning.
Well, I think you've been there a great deal.
She hasn't been
in
here
point
once.
Is,
sir, if you missed the point of this, we're here
the point
to...
The point is, we were told that people would be let in. I was about this far from the door in the afternoon, and no one in front of me went in either.
My suggestion is that if you choose to get back here again, the same...
We're not trying to get in.
I'm not trying to get in. I want them to get out.
We're trying to demonstrate here. That's the point.
We do want to get in.
I told you what the situation is.
If we were entitled to yesterday, why aren't we entitled to today?
I appreciate your cooperation. I understand the situation. You know now...
But you cooperated with us yesterday. Why aren't
we cooperating? No.
That's true.
But I'm cooperating now.
I know you are.
To the fullest extent.
Definitely, but I...
To the fullest extent. I'm only telling you what the situation is in this building.
I understand that, but it was the same yesterday.
Inadequate in size to handle everybody. We accept that.
It was the same yesterday. Why is there a change?
We're cooperating to the fullest extent.
Why wasn't this made yesterday, this ultimatum?
Before we decide upon anything, could I suggest we keep it orderly if the sheriff will be kind enough to stay around and answer questions? and not make it necessary for us to act in any arbitrary way, either at his suggestions, as he admits in some cases uninformed, or on ours, which may be uninformed. Can we have hands, and if the question, sheriff will be so kind, will he answer the question to the best of his ability?
I will be here all day.
Here.
I'm here all day.
Right over there.
Available all day.
Sheriff, would it be possible? It seems to me that the same people
call.
Have been in there
too
all day.
I'll be
old.
Here at 2 o'clock. I'll be back. I've got to take care of it. I've been here all day as I was all day yesterday.
Well, this is something
and you've had complete cooperation. Is that correct?
And if they cooperate with us at 2, and let us in.
I'm here.
On an equal time basis. Then at 2 o'clock, he'll hear from us again.
The sheriff will be back here at
2 o'clock.
Sheriff,
is that right? We shall cooperate with you. until 2 o'clock. And if you keep your promise and let everybody go into that hall, first come, first serve basis, we'll cooperate. But if we're kept out of here, if at that time we find out that all law enforcement agencies, including the committee which says it is a law enforcement agency, will allow people to go into that hall on a free and democratic basis, that is first come and first serve, we will cooperate with the law enforcement agencies. However, I would suggest to the group, if the law enforcement agencies, either true or not so true, do not cooperate with us, that we do organize, we do use our free assembly, our right to petition. We do it orderly, but we do it loudly. Are you with me?
Now, may I make another suggestion, please? They're about ready to adjourn for lunch. Why don't you suggest these people they do the same?
Why? No.
Be quiet, man.
Till 2.
Ask them to adjourn quietly. They're ready to adjourn in a moment or so.
Let's leave until 2. Are you agreeable to this?
You've understood. If you choose.
No, stay here.
You may stay here. It's entirely up to you. But I'm suggesting you act like ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I hope I get my voice back.